Originals. Originals. Découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Hi Joe, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So you were playing Tin in Agatha All Along.
Yes.
First question, quite conventional. How much of a Marvel fan are you?
I'm quite a big Marvel fan, I would say. I always get scared to say that in case someone quizzes me on something I don't know the answer to, but I'm quite a big Marvel fan.
We don't really know, you know, your character is a mystery. So to the people who don't know Marvel lore, what can you say about your character?
I can say that he is a mystery, and that is part of the fun of the show. But he's a big fan of witchcraft. He enjoys learning about witches and all of that stuff.
For now, we understand that this season will be a series of challenges, and each challenge has like a complete different atmosphere, clothing, etc. So which one are your personal favorites?
Ooh, my favorite to film was probably the beach house in episode 3. That was fun. You know, there's a bit at the end of the episode where there's a lot of water, and that was really cool.
You're very posh in that one.
Yeah, very posh.
So you're obviously the youngest actor amongst this amazing ensemble, mostly women, obviously. So what have you learned from these incredible actresses?
So much. Gosh, I feel like I learned more than anyone at drama school could ever teach you. You know, being able to watch these incredible women work and these people who are at the top of their game, really, like, yeah, I learned really a lot.
Because you actually, from a TV aspect, it's only your second project.
Yeah.
Heartstopper is at the complete opposite of Agatha All Along. So what are the new things that you've been able to do on this show that, you know, that you were really excited about? Maybe the VFX? Yes, what?
Yeah, I mean, even on Heartstopper, you know, it's a very simple show. We don't really need much of sets and design, and it's very quite... realistic show in that sense. With Agatha, we had so much incredible sets and costumes, and you know, everything was so fantastical in a way that Heartstopper just wouldn't be right for Heartstopper to be like that. So that was definitely a new and great experience.
I've read that actually for Agatha, the director, the showrunner, sorry, said that you just needed to stay as you were, like no sports or any sort, just as you are. So were you expecting to, you know, maybe completely have a makeover or things like that?
I think my sense of humor has got in the way of that one. There definitely wasn't Jack, the showrunner, who said that. But I think my impression in my head of when you get cast as in a Marvel series and you have to get all muscly and hench and you get a personal trainer and work out. But they were like, no, we don't want you to gain any muscle. Is that story?
What are your next projects?
I don't have any at the moment. Not even a lie to hide things, I just don't. But I'm very excited about this show coming out, and hopefully, you know, there are more things in the future.
Theatre too, maybe? Because, you know, British actors do a lot of theatre.
Yeah, I love theatre. I just did some theatre on it. I would love to do some more.
And what has been the latest show that maybe you've really enjoyed and you would recommend to anyone if you're a big TV watcher?
I recently watched Mare of Easttown for the first time. I didn't watch it when it first came out. And I thought Kate Winslet was so amazing in that part, and her accent is so good.
Oh, well, I think that's pretty much it. So thank you very much and good luck with Agatha, even though I'm sure it will be a hit. So
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Originals. Découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.